This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
But fire is so delightful. Let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow. That has been the significant uptick of information as we get away from Thanksgiving and head right into the Christmas season. It's Monday, the 2nd of December on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here welcoming you to a conversation about things and then maybe a little about what it means to you with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at our control room, studio, operational, what's this down there, buttons and lights, that's what it amounts to, in essence, and a brain that can push the brain function. She must be getting a little extra olive oil. What do you think, Victoria? Because that's what makes her brain work as good as it does. Extra virgin olive oil. All right, that story around the corner. But first, Jennifer wants to update us as to the storm that she started. Damn it. It all started in Los Angeles.
I did not.
Yes, it's your fault. It's a mess. All right, so we have... It was supposed to be... I love these. And even though people are critical of weather forecasters, you're dealing with something that is pretty unpredictable. The weather, we're told, and... The devices that they have do lend a little more credibility to the reality of, you know, okay, what do we have here to deal with? But it still is far from being an exact science. I was right on the marginal line. Started raining here on the farm. I ran around yesterday trying to pick up a lot of equipment and things, put it away before the snow on the farm. And then at the end of the day, I thought I could get one more, just one more. But the town... that the next town west of me was getting a lot more snow than we were, and I didn't know that until I went there. So I was sliding around the road and stuff. And so that's just one example. But as usual, and more often than not these days, people just do not know how to drive. There's no experience quotient. The younger you are, the more likely you are. I don't even understand why parents... Why, first of all, they buy a car for a kid who's 17 years old. Second, why it is that they would even think of having them drive in the weather conditions that existed across enough of the country so that 70, 80, 90 million people were affected by this storm. Anyway, having said that, where are we in terms of this? At least the first one is gone from the northeast. It's made its way across the country. But now there's another one that's blowing up and affecting people. What's the scoop? Where are we?
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about the East Coast.
Did you hear what I did there? What's the scoop?
What's the scoop of snow? What's the snowball fight?
Yeah, right.
Okay. But the people on the road coming home from Vegas into California, 20-mile backups on the road on the West Coast. On the East Coast, you have a lot of issues with air travel, and that's millions of travelers that are being affected right now. And you talked about it, powerful storms rolling through the East Coast, interrupting or delaying, at the very least, a return home from the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. The weather has already caused a plane to slip off a runway while it was landing at Buffalo Niagara International Airport on Sunday. That's according to their spokespeople there. It also led to a 25-vehicle pileup on Interstate 68 in Garrett County, which is in Maryland. That's about 20 miles from the border with West Virginia, according to state police. That was caused by heavy fog, which created limited visibility in the area.
We had thunder and lightning here last night.
Lightning in the snow.
Yeah.
Right. It's just crazy weather conditions. A day before that, so on Saturday in Chamberlain, South Dakota, 9 people were killed when a plane crashed during blizzard-like conditions. Airlines have delayed flights across the country on what really is expected to be the busiest travel days in the United States. Sunday and Monday are really crazy. American and Delta, other airlines issued travel waivers for those who want to cancel or change their plans. On Sunday evening, 6,500 flights were delayed within or out of the United States, and more than 800 had been canceled, according to FlightAware. And I had read a story, and Victoria, maybe you can comment on this, that the governor in New York, Cuomo, had actually set up an emergency center for people who were coming back into the state of New York. 50 million people in the United States are under some kind of winter weather alert at this point.
Yep.
All right, so what's it like in Jersey? Jersey and
nothing.
Down.
Yesterday it was in the upper 40s and we had rain all day. Right. And then I turned on the TV and we're watching the Giants game. They played Green Bay at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. The entire stadium was covered in snow. So I guess it's just because we're right on the shore. We just had rain and a lot of wind. We had some gale warnings and things like that last night. But other than that, we were pretty unscathed.
The weather of the upper region, the northern interstates, saw so much wind yesterday. I saw a picture of a semi that just was stopped along the side of the road and just blew over. That's how strong the wind was.
They say by Tuesday for the northeast, for you, Dougie, that you'll see up to a foot of snow. So, did you get any snow?
Well, it depends on, again, it depends on where you are. I'm on the same line, basically, the Victoria is. Close enough to the coast so that it's, I'm 26 miles inland, but it's still close enough to the coast so that it affects, if you look at the line, the coastal sections, New York only got an inch, and some of the areas that are inland, you go up the coast of Connecticut, Rhode Island had torrential rain, but they didn't get any snow, and then the Cape and the islands, they didn't get any. It's when you move north, it's very interesting. How it happens around the interstates. The line, literally, for whatever the reason, is Interstate 90 and 495. 495 is a north-south road, and 90 is a west road. South of 90 and west of 495, they got clobbered. I mean clobbered. 18, 19 inches of snow in some of those areas on the western part of the state. But and this field that I went to pick up the equipment was right next to 495. So the snow was coming down there, but I drove a mile further east, and the snow wasn't really anywhere near as severe as it was as things got started late in the afternoon. So anyway, it's one of those things, and it'll be because of the timing, because of the weather and how it affects travel. Yes, traveling would be a nightmare probably pretty much for the whole week, as the airlines try to collectively fill up any spaces they have in seats. And if you were planning to fly, let's say I go back and forth to Los Angeles frequently in a direct flight, you wouldn't get a direct flight. They'll put you, you'll go through Denver, or you go through Chicago, or you'll go through Dallas, or one of the intermediary stops, and hope that you'll be able to catch a flight after you've gone halfway. Because that's, kind of how it goes. As far as driving is concerned, I go back to what I said a few minutes ago. Many of the accidents that I saw around here later in the evening were caused by young people who don't know how to drive. And how you mitigate that, how you rule, how would you say if you're over 17 or under 17 you can't drive? I don't know how you fix that, frankly. But a serious, serious accidents. The insurance rate for what they call underage drivers has almost doubled in the past 10 years. I don't know what it was like, Carrie, you're the most recent person there, how much more you paid for insurance when you were under 21.
Pay for insurance when I was under 21.
Okay, well, all right. But anyway, how much your folks had to pay as a premium? Many policies now for some of the faster-moving insurance companies, they either won't allow under 21 drivers or you have a huge increase because of what's going on with the car, and the cars are not built well today.
And
they're
that
all
basically
tin
goes
and plastic
up until you're 25. The rate goes down a little bit. It's
why do you think the rental companies don't let you drive any of their cars if you're under 25? You can't rent a car.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish that drivers at education classes were better. To me, they don't really teach you anything. I already knew how to drive by the time I took my education class, because my mom is definitely a stickler for following all the rules, which turned out to be a good thing. So we really went out and got every single hour that we were supposed to. I mean, every time we went to run an errand, every time we did anything that my mom needed to do that was, a little bit on the highway or a little bit down the road, she was like, well, you can drive and I'll sit in the passenger seat. So by the time I took the class, I already knew everything, but they didn't really teach us all that much. But I will say, I mean, we always talk about this, and I'll always disagree with you. Yes, there are plenty of young people who are in accidents, but I've certainly been on the highways when it snows because I have to work when it snows or stay the night, and there are plenty of people who are not young who are in those accidents who don't know how to drive.
I'm not suggesting that that's not the case, but look around at the numbers. The numbers speak for themselves. There are far many more accidents caused by people. And to your point, the fact that younger people are, for the past, I don't know, 25, 30 years, it's been like this, more people on the road, younger people who don't have the experience of driving on the farm. That is really
basic. Isn't that how it's always going to go? You're always going to become a better driver with experience. And so
is the cost of the experience? Do you run the go learn how to drive in a bumper car thing in a circus? I mean, that's really kind of what it becomes. I saw an accident yesterday, and it wasn't even the weather hadn't even started yet. It was a 3-car pileup on Route 146 in Worcester County, and it was somebody who turned into a gas station and stopped. I watched it as it happened. She just stopped. It was a young kid.
Was it a young kid?
Yep, a young kid just stopped.
Because I have to tell you, I'm a better, and I actually think you were too. I think you were a better driver when you were younger than you are today. And I know that I was. Because I was actually concerned about doing the right thing. Now, don't tell the officers, but I'm looking at my cell phone. I'm playing with the radio because I've gotten cocky because I drive every day for 65 miles. And so I don't know that it's true that just young people drive like crap. I think it's actually...
I'm not saying just young. You didn't hear me say just young people.
I don't know. I think we get worse as we get older.
Well, I don't know about that. I think that you have to be conscious. And that's what isn't happening, and part of what you just said is so true. People are so distracted by all the toys that there are in the cars, and that it becomes, it's a circus, and so many more cars on the road. Car people keep making it easier to buy a car, $190 a month. Buy a new car for your kid, $190 a month. Okay, so what do you get for $190 a month? You get a piece of crap. Even if it's a new piece of crap. So
that's not true. On a brand new car, the safety features are pretty much all the same.
Victoria.
You're saying if you buy any brand new 2019 car, they're all that unless you spend
you
a certain amount,
that.
It's all crap.
Why are you words in my mouth?
Well, you know, that's exactly what you said.
No, I said $190 a month doesn't buy you much. It buys you a piece of crap. $190 a month.
That is what I just said. You said.
Yeah. Well, that $190 a month.
My point is the standard safety features on all new cars are very similar. So you're not, you might be getting something that might not last that long. But
a car that weighs 2,000 pounds is much less likely to survive in an accident than a car that weighs 4,000 pounds. And it costs more money to buy a bigger car. That's what I'm saying. So whatever your experience is, I'm telling you what my experience is. Your experience may be different. But I've been driving longer than all of you probably put together, and that's my read on what goes on. I watch. I'm very observant as I drive because I'm a defensive driver. That's one thing I was taught. Look out for the other people on the road, especially when it's snowy like this. Stay the way, way back from the people who are in front of you because you don't know whether they can stop. The lighter cars don't stop on snow and ice. They just don't. It's harder for bigger cars to do that, too. But the more weight, the more traction you get.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I see a lot of really cocky truck drivers who are out there who don't know what they're doing, who drive
huge
pickups, and then they're the ones who hit people and smash other cars. But
the guys that drive the 18-wheelers.
Oh, the 18-wheelers are the worst. They're the worst on the road. But I don't know. I guess we all have different experiences, and you've been driving for a long time. But
I've been driving in New York City for 10 years, so my experience is very different from all of us in this, our group here. So
I
would pretty much defy a lot of people to try to drive successfully in New York City, and I've seen younger people do it all the time. So I just don't think that the age thing is that. I've seen more people in their 80s run people off the road or be such a hazard to themselves and others on the road
that
I think over 75 everyone should have to take a driver's test again to make sure that you can actually do it.
Yeah. All right. Good food for thought. Thank you. 21 after the hour in the DJB program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and
me one go home. Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Do you want me to sing along with this or not?
I think it's kind of good as is.
And so, music portion of this hour of the DJV program, 24 after the hour. This is a song that actually put a lot of people on the map, including Harry Belafonte, who's singing Day-O. Daylight come and me want to go home. Why don't you crank it up a little bit? Hey!
Day-O.
Irving Berge, person responsible for writing this song and a whole bunch of other calypso-type songs, helped to popularize Caribbean music, co-wrote the song Day-O, also known as the Banana Boat Song. Fellas passed away at the age of 95. This song was written in 1952, and it's been in lots of movies, the Broadway musical Beetlejuice. It also had been used for an E-Trade commercial. Day-O was also the wake-up call for the astronauts on 2 space shuttle missions. That's pretty cool. When a superstar list of musical royalty gather to film all that material that was in We Are the World, that video in 1985, most burst into a playful version of Day-O when they were taking, you know, in between the takes, they come down to just do the song. According to the Songwriters Hall of Fame, Berge's songs have sold over 100 million records around the world. Many were recorded by Harry Belafonte, including 8 of the 11 songs on his 1956 album Calypso, first album to sell over 1 million copies in our country. Isn't that interesting, huh?
I found that to be fascinating.
Yeah,
think about like all the albums that we've had. You had, and of all of the things, like country music and rock and everything else, that it was Calypso that was sold over 1 million.
Yeah. As fellow Berge also wrote songs for the Kingston Trio, El Matador, The Wanderer, and for other groups as well. His Jamaica Farewell has been recorded by Belafonte, Jimmy Buffett, Carly Simon, among others. Mr. Berge served in an all-black U.S. Army battalion in World War II, used GI Bill funds to pay for music studies. He studied at the Juilliard School of Music, University of Arizona, and University of Southern California. On Saturday on the island of Barbados, a moment of silence was held for Mr. Berge. He was born in Brooklyn, wrote the lyrics to the national anthem of Barbados, which is his mother's homeland. So an interesting story, isn't it, huh? When you think about how the songs come to be and who the people are behind them. Yeah. Jamaica Farewell. Irving Berge, passing away at the age of 95. All right, so what do we have that moves us into another mode? An upcoming unauthorized musical is going to focus on Michael Jackson's life story from the perspective of the King of Pop's iconic sequined glove, a glove which I held in my hand for 4 or 5 hours on that train when I was basically his valet back how many years ago. To make the project even more weird, Johnny Depp is on board to produce the stage show, which will debut next month in Los Angeles. For the Love of a Glove, an authorized musical fable about the life of Michael Jackson, told by his glove. Kind of interesting, isn't it? Began as a more conventional biopic before the sexual abuse allegations against Jackson changed the focus of the project. For the Love of a Glove, described as a look into the strange forces that shaped Michael and the scandals that bedeviled his reputation, with the glove basically serving as the narrator. Joel also
it's kind of a funny concept.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. It's a way of treating this and getting making money out of it without offending people, I guess. Featuring puppet versions of the Jackson 5, Corey Feldman, Donny Osmond, Jackson's chimpanzee Bubbles. They do that as a puppet. In addition to the unauthorized musical, a pair of legitimate estate-approved projects are also in the works. A Broadway jukebox musical and recently announced biopic from the producer of Bohemian Rhapsody. I think that's going to be a complete bust. I think people are going to resent or reject that. But I think this unauthorized glove idea, pretty good idea. And tell the same story anyway. So something to look forward to in L.A. Something to see. Maybe Jennifer will take you to it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 28 and change after the hour here on the DJV program.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This week's impeachment hearings in the U.S. House will go on without the White House's participation. The Judiciary Committee is to hold its first hearing Wednesday. It invited White House lawyers and even President Trump himself to be part of it, but the White House counsel said late Sunday it will not participate. Meanwhile, the top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, Doug Collins, wants the Democratic congressman who's been leading the impeachment inquiry to testify in its next phase.
He's compared himself in the past to a special counsel. This is what he said he was doing. My first and foremost witness is Adam Schiff.
On the busiest travel day of the year, yesterday, over 7,000 air flights were delayed in the United States and over 800 others were canceled because of winter-like weather as Thanksgiving weekend was wrapping up. It's Cyber Monday. Retailers are expecting a big jump over last year's sales. And this is USA Radio News.
an official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Four after the hour, Monday, December the 2nd. Last month of the year, you prepared 23 days until Christmas, Cyber Monday, all the sales, Black Friday, Blue Tuesday, Green Saturday, Yellow Sunday,
it's
all
Cyber
this stuff.
Monday, come on.
I know, right. Cyber Monday,
some
all
good
over.
Deals.
I'm
oh my
looking
gosh.
Looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 email overnight from four different sources. Bye, bye, bye!
And so, I did all Friday right. long. That's what
China, China, China! Buy all the crap that you can from China. That's it. Keep going. It's a fun game to play. Yes, amazing results. Let's help the Chinese out a little bit more. We have if you watched Madam Secretary last night, the theme was very contemporary because it was all about the Chinese and how we were about to go to war with them. We're on the brink because of stuff like what's going on in Hong Kong, much as anything else. So what's the scoop here? What are the Chinese saying? You can't do this!
Yeah, well, the latest, China's not happy that Congress, that both houses of Congress signed a bill last week called the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act, and President Trump signed it into law. So this basically has us reviewing our trade agreements with Hong Kong every year to make sure there are no infringements on human rights, which obviously there are. And so China China is really not happy with us right now. So in response to our support for the protesters in Hong Kong, China has now banned all U.S. warships and military aircraft from making any stops in Hong Kong. And so they issued a statement from the Chinese Foreign Ministry saying, in response to the unreasonable behaviors of the U.S. side, the Chinese government decides to suspend the review of requests by U.S. military ships and aircraft to visit Hong Kong as of today. And so the announcement also said that Beijing would impose sanctions on several U.S. non-governmental human rights organizations that have been monitoring and reporting on the protests in Hong Kong, naturally, because they're the ones who are actually telling the truth, so now China wants to go after them, too. And so the new law is going to, the new law that we passed on our side, it allows us to impose sanctions or even suspend Hong Kong's special trading rights over violations. So I'm not really sure where we come out on this, truthfully. I don't know if this is just a stalemate.
Are they without us as a trading partner? They're nowhere. We're the largest consumer of their crap. So without us, they can do all kinds of stuff and sell more to Europe. The Europeans getting wise to this as well. They don't like their crap anymore. As a matter of fact, it's interesting to see what sort of different businesses are being developed, trying to get around buying stuff that's made in China. A lot of it, the audio, the technology, that sort of thing, you find a lot of deep pockets of that in the Middle East, Israel especially, and then into some other countries. Germany especially has become very good at knocking off some of the things, and even creating new things and making them reasonable enough. See, this is part of this, and people will resent me saying this, but I think, as I observe the situation, one of the reasons the Chinese have had the success they've had is because of the success. Look out for what you are looking for. Not that it isn't necessary for a lot of the union gains and demands that have been made, but it is a result of the expenses that have been created by unions in Europe and in America for buying various goods and services, more product than anything else, and made it easy for the Chinese to knock stuff off and to produce it because they've got people that work for a dollar an hour. It's not right, but that's we don't seem to have been able to shame them, and there's probably no other way to do it other than education to get people to understand that working for a dollar an hour is not in their best interest. So a lot of Chinese are not now working for a dollar an hour. The economic reality in China is that the people kind of like the government because their standard of living has increased dramatically over the last 25 or 30 years. So we're really kind of in one of those. We've got lots of catch-22s around these days, and this is one of them. So what do you do? It's all this, and then the Chinese have made it no secret that they want to be the most dominant power in the world. They want to push the United States out of the way. And what do you get for all of that? That's kind of, look at what it's being. You know, the Germans destroyed them. The Japanese destroyed them. And, you know, it's not doing us any good at the moment either. We've got a lot of great standard of living stuff. But we're going through a lot of growing pains. And we've got a lot of problems. I am off on a tangent. I became so upset over the weekend with a lot of things that have become very, very obvious in terms of food and food production, food growth, where we're going to get our food from. We have no idea what we're doing to the American family farmer. None. You're being sold a bill of goods by people who are producing crap more and more every day. There's another warning about salmonella, E. coli, listeria. You don't ever, ever see it attached to a local family farm. It's always the huge mega farms, corporate farms that produce all this crap, and they send it all over the country. And this is what the future of food is going to be. If we don't stop, and I don't see us doing it, frankly, I don't see the will. I don't see the education. I don't see people feeling that there's a need, unless you really are conscious about what you eat. More and more, a friend of mine, who's a cattle dealer, actually, was talking to another friend of mine who had a dairy farm up in central Vermont. And over the weekend, last Friday, he was visited by, quote-unquote, the local state regulators, a 25-year-old kid and somebody else who came to his farm and started telling him how to spread manure. This guy is 76 years old, grew up on the farm, is a fourth-generation farmer. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to do what he's doing. He's had one of the award-winning one of the their awards, Farms of Distinction, they call them in New England. He's won it four or five times in the state of Vermont. Fabulous guy. And they came in on Friday and said, well, this is the new rule. This is how you have to spread manure. And he looked at him and told him to go to hell. And Saturday he called the cattle and said, I'm done. I want you to come take my 250 cows. So there's one more farm that's gone. And all of this stuff, you know, the fine line, and I don't even think it's that fine anymore, between over-regulation and having things that protect the environment. I mean, I'm all for conservation and protecting the environment and stuff. But the things that are going on now don't make any sense. And nobody is standing up to the regulators because nobody knows it, other than the people who are being regulated, if you will, the seasoned farmers who are not responsible for all this problem. That's the other circle here. These farmers, the family farmers, are not responsible for the problem. The mega farms that have 5,000 cows standing in piles of crap up to their knee and the runoff from that, that's what the problem is. Not some guy who's got 250 cows who knows how to milk. He's got land. This guy's got several hundred acres of corn that he plants every year. It's just this mindless bureaucracy.
Yeah, go from ahead, the top, though, if there's no one who is a farmer or knows the distinction between a mega farm
the states,
and a family farm.
It goes back, and when it comes to people, you know, you can shut your radio off and say, I don't want to hear this. Go ahead and do that. It is George Bush who is responsible and his administration for most of the messes that we're now finding ourselves confronted with when it comes to agriculture, Big Ag. Because Big Ag supported him, and this was back to Citizens United, allowing the floodgates, Dean Foods, that has now gone bankrupt. The family that runs Dean Foods raised $4.5 million for George Bush's presidential campaign, and they were able to have enough influence to change the regulations at the Department of Justice and the USDA so that they were able, over a course of 3 or 4 years, to buy up all of, or pretty much all of the food, the milk processing plants in the country to the point where they control 80% of the fluid milk supply. Now they've gone bankrupt. There's another farmers all over the place are not going to get paid, and they'll go bankrupt, too. It's just, what in the world are we doing? And you get more and more of this kind of stuff going on. It just is, it's atrocious. And it is because I am a family farmer and grew up around it. I made reference to that when it came to our discussion of driving in the last half hour. But, come on, am I the only one? Am I the lone voice here in the wilderness? I'm going to participate in a seminar in Washington next week, and it'll be interesting to see what the likes of Simon Gorka, your pal Jennifer, is going to be on the panel with me and talk about how wonderful the...
You might want to call him Sebastian. Friend.
Sebastian, yeah.
What is the panel on? What's the topic?
Basically, it is looking at what the realities are in various industries around the world and how they're changing and what political influences are being brought to bear on all, you know, the business realities that we are existing. And so, anyway, I don't know that much about Gorka. What's his back? He worked, he was an advisor to the president, supposedly. That's what he said. What did he do before
Not
that?
Not supposedly. No, he was there for over a year.
I understand, but he wasn't a big-time advisor.
He's actually very, his background is national security.
I understand. I met him and I thought he was a big BSer. So I love you and I respect your point of view. You love the guy.
I think he's great. And I think if you sat down and talked to them, you'd think that too. He's very
well, I'm on the
educated
panel,
in
I'll
our
see.
Threats.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
he's very personable to me.
His specialty is Islamic terror, actually.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. I think we've covered, I don't have it off my chest, but it's something that is very dangerous. We're not awake to what's going on. We're not. Cyber Monday is today, celebrated the Monday after Thanksgiving now, since 2005. Cyber Monday, the Internet's answer to brick-and-mortar holiday shopping. Let's see, besides A.C. Moore going out of business this month, what other...
I think
stores
Macy's closing a bunch of stores after Christmas.
Not after I saved them this weekend, so they're fine.
Right. They're fine. Boy, I'll tell you, Target is everywhere with advertising. They are on top of it, man. they know, as far as brick and mortar is concerned, how to do it. So, anyway, people compare or wonder about the difference between Cyber Monday and Black Friday. Black Friday is something that you have to be in the store, right, to take advantage of it. Cyber Monday is buying all the stuff, shop online.
Well, Black Friday's online, too, so because I bought a bunch of Christmas gifts. Essentially, not much. Sometimes there are more, there are deeper discounts on Cyber Monday, but it's kind of all the same now.
Here's the question I have for this, Victoria. If they can make these deals so fabulous in these circumstances, why can't they, what are they telling you about their markups and what they really are? Are charging, I mean, business is business.
So the idea of the discounts is they bring people into the store or they bring people into their site. So.
Well, I understand that. But so they make a lot of money in this last quarter. That's how they, most stores don't, they can't make it, make ends meet without these big promotions at the end of the year. So what does that tell you about the whole model, what we're paying for retail items or things online during the rest of the year? Are we overpaying? Because these stores make a lot of money during these promotions, and they cut the prices by 30, 40%, 50% in some circumstances. So what does that tell you about the markup to begin with and what you're paying? I say again, that's the reality of retail is that in order to have the stores and to make business, you got to have money to pay the rent. But I just I wonder about buying things in the normal confines of what business is like in February, for example, or July, or
well,
does
the day
it have
after
to be
Christmas.
Special?
Forget about all of that. Just go the day after Christmas. You probably get the same discounts or similar ones as to what Black Friday and Cyber Monday are.
You have to be careful, too, because not all of the sales are actual sales. I mean, some of the places it's been going on all week or all month, or they have it multiple times a year. So it's, you know, some things, if you actually keep your eye open and it's something that you really want and it's cheaper than it's been all year, then it's a great time to get it. But, yeah, some of it's not real.
You're making my point. Yeah, right. Okay, so let's find out what's on television tonight. What do we have that's all the good shows are off for the end of the season or the winter break or whatever it is? So for the next month, we're watching a lot of junk, or what are we watching?
Christmas movies.
Well, there's some Christmas movies, yes, but there's actually some cool stuff on television tonight. So you've got Monday Night Football. It's the Vikings against the Seahawks. That's tonight on ESPN. On A&E, they have the Garth Brooks special that they've been putting together over the last year. It's called Garth Brooks, The Road I'm On. It's on A&E at 9 o'clock. Apparently, it gets emotional at some times. He talks about his life, his daughters, and it's kind of the biography franchise that usually is a two-night event for A&E. So this will happen tonight and tomorrow night on A&E. You can check it out starting at 9 o'clock if you're a Garth Brooks fan. Also tonight on NBC, The Voice is running down to the wire. That starts at 8 o'clock, followed by the season premiere of Making It. I know a lot of people enjoy this one. This is Nick Offerman and Amy Poehler, and they advise a fresh crop of crafters in a competition that airs four nights straight. That's on NBC tonight at 10, and ABC launches The Great Christmas Light Fight. That's on ABC at 8. And, of course, the premiere for the season of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer happens tonight on CBS at 8 o'clock.
Is it Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Nosed Reindeer. That's it. Correct. You are right, Jennifer. Once again, you are correct. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. Let's see, who else is going to, I guess it would depend, maybe on when we go to your house for Christmas Eve. Everybody, they'll have a red nose, I'm guessing. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look.
Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Tech Talk time now. Let's talk about China again. Victoria. Victoria Keelan is here. She's the overviewer of what is technically...
I feel like I'm on China Watch today.
Well, it just really...
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Maybe this is something that we ought to do here. Making it... What's the offense... If it's a criminal offense to engage in fake news, so what's the penalty?
Oh, well, in China, who knows? It could be you disappear. I don't know. But China has released a new government policy that's designed to prevent the spread of fake news and misleading videos. Now, what that means is...
Yeah, what is that? What's their definition?
Anything that's negative towards China.
The state. Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So what they're calling deep fakes and misleading videos and fake news is probably what the rest of the world would say, well, actually, that's pretty accurate. That's spot on. But now this new rule bans the publishing of what they consider to be false information. I think that's an important distinction. It's what China, the government, considers to be false and what they consider to be a deep fake. And so if they don't have a proper disclosure on these types of publications with essentially saying this is in jest or, you know, this was done and created with artificial intelligence or with virtual reality technology, then failure to disclose that is now a criminal offense. Again, China has not actually said, like you just pointed out, Doug, has not said what that punishment is, but we know that it's probably not a slap on the wrist. And so these rules go into effect on January 1st. They'll be enforced by the Cyberspace Administration of China, CAC, and they said with the adoption of new technologies like deepfakes in online video and audio industries, there have been risks in using such content to disrupt social order, and violate people's interests, meaning the state of China, creating political risks for the government. I mean, there's so much in this statement, but this really is not designed to do anything to protect the people. This is all about the appearance of the Chinese government maintaining, you know, their image, and that's really what this is about. Now, in California, in the U.S., we actually have some similar, and in the House, there are a few bills that have been tossed around where we are trying on our end to actually combat deep fakes and fake news and things like that. The deep fakes especially are dangerous. We've seen that happen. Especially the biggest example is the Nancy Pelosi video that had been doctored to make it look like she was drunk and slurring her words and kind of stumbling. Facebook refused to take it down even after everyone agreed, yes, this is fake. So we've got a lot of problems with Facebook continuing to allow this deep fakes and all kinds of, you know, fake news to be perpetuated. Twitter has kind of cracked down more harshly on that, but California now has a law called AB 730. They're now trying to, the governor just signed this into law there. It makes it a crime to publish audio, imagery, or video that gives a false or damaging impression of a politician's words or actions. So that kind of protects politicians, doesn't really protect anybody else yet, and we'll see. California's laws will probably get expanded. Other states are also looking at this as well.
Impaired driving leads to thousands of fatalities in our country every year, and that number is particularly high here around the holidays. Ride-sharing apps like Lyft are dedicated to making sure that no matter the celebration or occasion, everybody has a reliable and sober ride home. So let's find out how to use it from Andy Solomon.
Rideshare platforms have evolved to provide riders with even better experiences. Sheriff John Wetzel, chairman of the National Sheriffs Association Traffic Safety Committee and former president of the International Association of Chiefs of Police, explains.
Companies like Lyft are making rider safety a priority by continuously screening their drivers. Before getting into any car, riders should match the license plate, car model, and driver's name with what's shown in the app. During your ride, you can share your location and route with your family and friends.
According to Wetzel, communities where Lyft is available have also seen lower rates of impaired driving and fatal crashes.
For example, Miami-Dade police announced that there was a 65% decline in impaired driving arrests in 2017 compared to the four prior years, thanks in part to ride-sharing. Nationally, 71% of Lyft riders so they are less likely to drive while impaired because of the availability of ride-sharing services.
For more information, visit Lyft.com.
All right, you're invited to listen again or listen up as the Justice Department updates its drone policy.
Yeah, this is a sort of a response, another response to China. The Interior Department has about 800 drones, and what they're used for, they fight forest fires, they examine damage to land, they monitor dams, they fly over national parks, they observe endangered species. However, they're grounding their 800 drones right now because all those parts are made in China, and there are security concerns.
Hello. Wake up to the reality of our relationship with China, please. About time. 59 past the hour on the DJV.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.